Growing up, I always had a love for the animals. However, I wasn't allowed to have a dog. My parents say that it's because we didn't have a fenced-in yard. I say it's because they didn't want anything foreign licking their faces except for us kids. That's just another story. So years later, and a house of my own, I decided to take my niece, who was about 5 years old at the time, to the Maryland SPCA. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Yeah, cool. Okay, so I took her because nothing has your back like a five-year-old when it comes to seeing the poor, helpless animals in their cages. Can we take them all home? And that was me. So we passed by one of the cages, and we come across a Shar Pei named Molly. Now, if you're not familiar with what a Shar Pei is, it's got to be one of the ugliest dogs known to man. It's got wrinkles and jowls like with mud flaps and drool and a purple tongue and sand skin. I had to have her. And 3 days later, I did. Do not attempt this at home. I knew nothing about dogs. I knew Molly had to be walked. I knew she had to eat at some point. And I knew she slept sometime in the night. I didn't know when exactly, but she slept. And I was happy, and I was content, and I learned as I went along. And approximately a few months later, I get an email from the Maryland SPCA saying, would you like to do more? And, of course, the email had, like, a three-legged dog and a one-eyed cat, and, of course, that got my attention, clearly. So I, of course, responded back saying how I adopted Molly and how much I'm in love with her and thank you very much and I'd like to do more. And I think about 3 hours later I got a call saying, yes, what would you like to do? I don't know. I've never done anything like this before. Well, how would you like to clean out their cages and walk the dogs? Yeah, no. Now, if we're saying because I didn't want to do that was because Molly's new name was No No Bad Dog, and I really didn't, but it wasn't very comfortable in walking the rest of the dogs. So they said, a committee. Well, sure, a committee. I'm a committee person. I know the community. Sure, committee it is. So after the first year of being a committee member on the Maryland SPCA, I did so well. In fact, I did so well that everybody in the Maryland SPCA knew who I was. And if they didn't, I made sure that they did. So after the first year, I remember asking them, "How can I make more money for you guys? Can I do something for you? I think I need to do more." And they were like, "Well, yeah, we need money, sure, you know." And at the time, I knew a lot of people, and I knew a lot of people that liked to drink. So why not put them together? And there was happy hour. And so happy hour came, and the more they drank, the more I gave them sad stories, and I showed them the one-eyed dog, or was it the one-eyed cat? Well, whatever it was, I showed them the pictures and the more money they gave. And I liked that. But then I started reading the stories myself. I was always a big fan of reality is a nice place to visit, but I really don't like living there. But I started reading these stories, and I really didn't understand, well, why did this dog come from the streets? Why? I don't understand what a fighting dog was. I didn't understand that this dog was abused or this dog was thrown away. I didn't understand. I needed to do more. So being a committee member for a few more years, I read more, and I achieved a husband. And he thought Molly was the ugliest dog ever. But he fell in love, too. But Molly started taking a turn for the worse. Now, you didn't think my story was going to be entirely happy now, did you? She passed away from stomach cancer. Now, I'm not going to get off a klempt or anything, I promise. So she passed away from stomach cancer. And in my grief, three significant things happened to me. One is the Phoenix case. Now, if you're not familiar with what the Phoenix case is, it's a dog that was doused with gasoline and set on fire. Now, how cool is my story now? Isn't, you know, really awesome, aren't I? And that made national news. And so I did some digging. And one of the officers that made a few comments in the news, I did some more digging and tried to get a hold of him, and I did. And in fact, I had him speak at some of my fundraising events, and I wanted to do more. And he said, well, Shana, you need to learn about Barks. And that brings me to my significant thing number two, Barks. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's Baltimore Animal Rescue, and Care Shelter. I got it. Don't you worry. I memorized this. Damn it. So I learned about Barks. And Barks were the people that actually rescued Phoenix and did as much as they could for her before they had to humanely euthanize her. How cool is my story now? It's really awesome. So they humanely euthanized her, and they made light of what they did in the news, and I needed to learn more. And I kept bugging the officer, and at this point, he was only answering my emails with one answer. I was like, how many dogs go through there? There must be a lot of them. Yes. Are there more rescue places out there like this? Uh-huh. And about 50 more emails like this, he kind of sighed heavily because I felt it through the monitor of my email. And he said, Shana, you really, really need to contact your councilwoman and ask her to nominate you to be elected to be commissioner on the mayor's anti-animal abuse commission. Me? A commissioner? Sweet. I gotcha. So I've never been elected to be anything. I work for the state. I think that was enough. I vote. So he said, contact your councilwoman and have her elect you. All right, cool. So I'm immediately on the phone, and I'm like, shoot. How am I supposed to talk to her? Your councilwoman, your honor. Damn. I didn't know how to speak to her. But I got through, and she knew who I was because I'd have to make everybody know who I am at some point. And she knew who I was through one of my events, which was kind of surprising because they were all alcoholic. So she said, yes, I will nominate you to be elected into this. And I'm like, what? What the hell did I get myself into? So she sent me a million papers because sometimes ethical stuff goes through political stuff. And, you know, I had to fill out all those papers, but that's here nor there. But so I filled out all of these papers, I sent them in, and I got a letter from the Baltimore City Council saying they want to elect me. They want to do what? They want to elect you. So I went down to the Baltimore City Council, and I stood there, and I didn't hear what they said, and then he said my name, and I stood up, and I just hear, you know, second nomination, and I'm like, well, what does that mean? Well, you're a commissioner. I'm a what? Well, right now, I am a commissioner for the Maryland, for the mayor's anti-animal abuse commission. Thank you. Thank you. What I do is I go to meetings, a lot of them, and I lobby. I cannot stress to you enough. I lobby for stronger laws in Annapolis because I will not tolerate animal abuse, and I don't think anybody in this audience would either. So I do that, and oh, wait, the third significant thing, I completely forgot about that, the third significant thing that happened in my life, I adopted Valentine from Barks. She will be 4 years old, actually, in July, and she's the best thing that ever happened to me. Sorry, sweetie, but you would probably say the same thing, too. And I do committee for the Maryland SPCA, too, so I'm asking any donations right now. No, I'm joking. And please just remember, if I can leave you with anything from my story, don't breed or buy while so many homeless die, and please have your pets spayed and neutered. Thank you.